Righteous eternal Father, thank you for last week. Lord, the services and the blessings. Lord, thank you for your watchful eyes over us in our places of work, in our schools, protection on those that traveled, provision of our needs, healings of our bodies. We bless your holy name. Master Jesus, we have come again this morning, Lord, to your house, house of blessing, house of deliverance, house of mercies, Lord, house where you refresh our souls, where you baptize souls with your spirit, Lord, house of healing. We bless you, O God, for the blessings in the Sunday school. As we continue in your blessings, we just pray, dear God of heaven, that you will open our hearts, give us greater revelation than before. Lord, the things that we have overlooked, may they be brighter today unto us. May your grace shine your light from the lighthouse over every word that will profit our souls. Let it be, dear Father. Lord, that at the end of this service, there will not be a feeble one in our midst, Father, including those that are listening online. Remember your pastor, your servant and pastor. Lord, the wife taking care of him and several others that are listening online. We pray that the pillar of fire will pass their way, meet them at the point of their need. Your servants that have gone out from here to minister unto your children in other places, may you be with them. Give them unction and inspiration. And Lord, anoint them greatly today. Lord, for your blessings upon your children, for the furtherance of the gospel. When they return back, bring them back safely. Thank you, dear Father. Almighty God, we want to appreciate you for this marble pulpit that was donated to the church, Lord, by the family of one of us that has gone to be with you. We want to ask that you bless the family, and Lord, reward them with eternal life, our prayers. Pray, dear God of heaven, that this will be written in their account in heaven. May they never lose their reward. Dedicate the pulpit for your service and for your glory. Lord Jesus, more than ever before, may your truth, that as ever, Lord, be preached on our pulpit since the inception of the church. May it continue to progress, Father. Lord, when your servants stand here, may the kingdom of the enemy be shattered to pieces. Lord, from here, may the fire of the Holy Spirit proceed forth, Lord. Lord, to deliver the oppressed, to heal the sick, to save the sinners, to take the saints to higher heights. Grant it, Heavenly Father, as we dedicate it for your glory and for the service of your children. In the name of our Master and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Can please be seated. We are standing on holy ground, and we know there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus Christ. Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 10, one more time. We're reading from verse 12 to 14. Joshua chapter 10, from verse 12 to verse 14. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. We will just mention the meaning of the title and then proceed forth fast because time is not on our side and we don't want to keep repeating ourselves all the time. Last week and also in the Sunday school this morning, we repeated what the prophet called the word paradox, which means something that is incredible, but it is true. Seems like it cannot be so, but it is true because there's evidence. And the prophet said it's equal to a miracle. He said no one can explain it. He said it is beyond the knowledge of mankind. That is what a paradox is. And he told us that this world coming into existence itself is a paradox. And we were told by the scripture that Jesus Christ, God made this world by Jesus Christ. That is how God made this world. That's according to Hebrews 1:2. And Hebrews 11:3 told us that we understand by faith. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Spoke about a number of things, but will not be going back to that. We spoke about Abraham, his calling, how God gave him promises that seemed that cannot be so. But finally, because it is God that has spoken it, and he knows what to do to bring it to realization, he brought it to pass. The main thing really that we should look at is that when these things that are paradox take place, has it changed the unbelievers? Looking at history, the things that men think is impossible, when God brings it to reality and show that it's possible, has it made the unbelievers to be able to think on their ways and change? It does not. Because before each person comes to this earth, God already knows those who will believe, and he knows those who will not believe. But the reason why he permitted everybody to hear the gospel is so that nobody will be without excuse. But he knew who will believe, he knows who will not believe. So there are people, no matter what they see, no matter what happens, they are not going to believe. Amen. We spoke of Noah. Also in the Sunday school. Of course, that was a major decision by the Almighty God to destroy the entire universe. Only 8 people, including Noah himself, who was the preacher, entered into the ark. Among these 8 people, there was still a made believer inside, or unbeliever, I'll call it, whichever of the 2 titles is bear. Okay, sorry, I didn't see this boy on time. That is the son of Brother Samuel Mamondo. Can you stand? God bless you. I think David is your name, right? God bless you. All right. He came to Biden for a purpose, and he came in late, met us outside on Wednesday. So if you say he'll be in church today, God bless you. Welcome. Now, when 8 people entered the ark, one of them still carried the serpent seed across. You see, carry the serpent seed to cross to this other side. Otherwise, that will have been the end of Satan. But God's program is perfect. Yes. No, sometimes when denominations are preaching, I cast you out. You can cast out. I burn you to ashes. You cannot burn Satan to ashes. It is God that has reserved a fire to do that one. That's the lake of fire. That is the only thing that will bring him to an extinction when he will no more exist. Until that time, Satan will exist. Even during the time of the millennium, Satan exists. He did exist. The Bible only says that he is bound with a chain. But Abraham now said it is a chain of circumstances. And what is the circumstances? Because he has nobody to deceive. That is why he is inactive. But he exists. Not only exists, he has his powers. But during the millennium, that the Bible says he is bound with a chain. The prophet said it is a chain of circumstances. Circumstances that there is nobody there for him to deceive. That is circumstances. Amen. After the millennium, is he still going to gather his armies to fight? He will gather his forces to fight. And when they gather his forces, God also has in mind what to do. It's written in the scriptures. And that is his final end. That is his final effort. From that one, he proceeds to the lake of fire, where he's going to be destroyed. And his angels, whether spiritual angels or physical angels, they are all angels. Angels are messengers. There are plenty of people that sit down in some churches today that are angels of Satan. Messengers of Satan. Or let me put it like this. Millions of people are on the surface of the earth that are angels of Satan. Messengers of Satan. Their purpose of this earth is to deceive others. Their purpose of this earth is to cause others to weep and to cause trouble. Chaos. That is all that they are here on earth for. They are angels of the devil. Amen. We spoke last Sunday about the new birth, which in every service we talk about it, and we cannot close our mouth from that one because that is the main thing. That is the only difference between this message and the denominations. You say, what about the doctrines that we know? The doctrines that we are taught that we know is the truth of the scriptures. They are the ones that liberated us from the denominations. They are the ones that make us to know that denominations are lying. And Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and then the truth shall set you free. It was when we know the truth that we are liberated from the bondage of denominations, of those deceits, then we come to know the truth. It will be terrible for somebody to leave that place and still let himself be deceived here. Then that one can no longer be helped. That's why the prophet made the statement he made in three kinds of believers. He said, this message of the hour that we are enjoying, he said, it is the presence of God. He said, a man walk away from this one, he said, he's without hope. He's hopeless. There is no hope. He's completely beyond hope. Nothing can be done for him. He said, it's marked. It's numbered by the power of Satan. Because he was talking about Cain that left God's presence. It did not go just like that. He was marked. A mark was sent on him. And the mark is going on today. The mark of the beast. Brother Abraham said, they asked him, is he going to be in the future? He said, it's going on now. He said, there are two marks. There's a mark of God, there's a mark of the beast. Anyone that rejects the mark of God, he said, take the other mark. There's no middle way. You reject God's mark, you take the other mark. Amen. And we have had a lot of fairy tales. They born a child in Mecca. This one was written in his hand. Fairy tales. Fiery tales. Sometimes, some people that are called themselves Christian, they used to get carried away from those of those. They are fiery tales. They are always where you don't have access to go and witness it.
Why don't you tell us it's all over so that we can see? Fiery tales. He fool everywhere. I've watched some message believers get carried away from those fiery tales. You have an element of deception inside of you. Pray that God will purge you of every unbelief. The word of God is the only thing that is right. Because this Bible says, let every man's word be a lie. Let mine only be the truth. Any story you hear, any news you hear, any case you hear that contradict any part of the people of the scripture is dead on arrival. It's a lie of the devil. I don't care how real it seems. I don't care who says it. I don't care from whose mouth it comes from. It can be from the president. It can be from a minister of Malachi 4. It is still a lie. Many people claim to be Malachi 4, but they are Malachi 6. Amen. The new birth. You know what? Abraham said that physical birth is more mysterious than even the new birth. This baby that is brought here at conception. Let me. Well, we have to. There's not. Some of these things are written in the scripture and they are in the message. So we have to say some things for understanding. I am preaching. If your mind is corrupt, it's just unfortunate. Before a physical birth will take place, a man and woman will meet, isn't it? In many cases, it's not the first time they met that it happens. Some will meet so tay for 5 years, nothing. The same man, the same woman, the same egg, the same son coming out, because all of them are lifeless. And the prophet said that when it's finally going to happen, he said inside of a woman, there are million eggs that will come from there, and also million life of jam that will also come from the man. The two we meet. He said, out of those millions, he said, there is just one of them that has life. Others are dead. He said, that very one that have life, it may be the one that is at the back. It may be in the middle. It may be in number when you are taking maybe 900,000 and something. That's the number it is. And over 900,000 is before it. The same thing from this one. He said, then there is going to be an intelligence that will get this lively sperm to this lively egg. He said, it's going to swim past all the others and go and meet this one. It's a super intelligence that doctor cannot explain, that whatsoever they cannot do. That is why even in the fertility centers, several times they are going to get it, and it will come to nothing. Millions don't go. They do another one, it will come to nothing. Millions don't go. They do another one, it will come to nothing. Sometimes, I've read several news on it. It is sperm of the doctor that finally miss. May the Lord be our help. That they will discover that the child no resemble anybody in this family. No resemble anybody in this family. Both in physique and in behavior. I've read news on that one. In fact, they have seen where they sue the doctor self. Say, this between than your own. He has been collecting money to do this. It didn't know work. And he discovered that he has to make this thing work. So he has to remove and then put inside. May the Lord be our help. God's work can be explained. You can't dig it out. Yoruba people call it awa maridi. That is, no matter how much you search it, you cannot discover it. That is God's work. He work in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And the prophet brought this explanation I just talked about now to spiritual birth. He said, when a person is saved, there is about a million others that perish for that one to be saved. He said, the night I was saved or you are saved, there are millions that perish that day that are not savable, that are gone. All these are God's design before the world began. The way he sit down and discuss and design the whole thing, you can sit down and be thinking from now till next year, you will not be able to reach anywhere. If God doesn't help you, you just run mad at the point. How he determine how many millions or billions will exist in a generation is his own making. You see, the people do the department of or ministry of is it demography or what to call it? People that are in charge of the world population, they will never be accurate. It is always an estimate. That I can tell you for free. It's always an estimate.
while they are counting it, before they reach Elele, other several have been giving birth, several have died. How do you know the exact number? You can't know the exact number. Now estimate people are giving. Is it the only person that bring the people here? There are not many put on earth. Not only that, is the one that know how many of them are his own. And the prophet told us that 2 million one day were in Egypt, living Egypt. Only two of them has their name in God's record. The other ones, they were Tommy Foda. They were serpent seed. When Jesus was here on earth and he was discussing with the Pharisees, they were telling him that, look, which one do you come from? Our fathers. They ate manna from heaven, as it is said. He gave them manna. Jesus said, but you didn't complete it. And they are everyone dead. They ate manna, but they are dead. Abraham said, that means that they are eternally separated. That's what Jesus is telling them. They are separated from God. Amen. One in a million. He preaches. When we say one in a million, maybe some people, I see a number of people draws here whatsoever. Yeah. I'm not even talking of people that maybe have issues and they are trusting God for their help. But you that is even young and you are doing like this one. I think this morning I may have to pass, maybe gain higher heights. In, I could know the name of majority. The one I don't know, I describe where you are sitting down and then your dress. Yes, today I think we'll do that one because I don't have much time here. So I don't want people to be mama miloju. Some people do as if they want to faint. I don't know what God was. May the Lord be our help. When we talk about one in a million, Abraham said that in his own time, said there are about 500 million Christians, counting Catholic and Protestants and everybody. He said, if 500, which is one out of a million, if they leave the earth, nobody will know. He said, why? He said, more, even more than that, live every day, and nobody, it's not every death that people even know. A lot is not accounted for, a lot is not registered, and they just vanish. Some people will just walk away, and you will not see them, you don't know whether they are dead or they are still alive, and they just disappear. Amen. You, if you are a seed of God, this is the way I believe it. For me to be saved, there are 999,999 people somewhere that perish for me to be alive. Wherever they are, I don't know. But when my name was put in the book of life, the other ones were out. Because I have come to know that he had me in mind before the world began. That have come to the recognition of that. This baby will be dedicated, he doesn't know anything. Their mother said that they put William and mother to buy cake. The women, William know anything about cake? They don't even know that there's anything in the world that is called cake. For now, he knows nothing. Decisions are taken by the parents. They are completely innocent. But according to the scriptures, you know, there was a man by the name of Job. He has seen so many things, and he is one of the sages that live way where the prophet said in between Noah and Enoch. He said he live around somewhere around that something. He's one of the, he says his book is the oldest in the Bible. This Job, with all the experiences that he have had, he has questions. He has seen trees die. He think we grow back. He see animal die, know this and that. He said, but human being, his children just come and mourn and they say, where is he? It was a question he asked. But as we are reading the scripture one day, let's look at the Bible if I quickly get it now. Is it Proverbs now? In the book of Proverbs, is it Proverbs chapter? Just a minute. I used to put that scripture in a very handy place. But, let's leave it. I will come to it later. Let's mention Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah that before you are formed in your mother's womb, before you are formed, that is before you are conceived, when your father and your mother have not even lived together, not to talk of pregnancy now, when they have not even lived together, before you are formed in your mother's womb, he said, I knew you. You know, deeper life does not believe in predestination. That is the kernel of the scripture. When somebody doesn't believe that one, he leaves the whole journey to luck. If you are lucky, you are saved. If you are not, look, if that is the way somebody has to serve God, there is no point. Everything that God put in place is with assurance. It's with assurance. God speaks with assurance. He doesn't see presumptuously that maybe. The prophet said that Jesus never come to die to see when the people will see the way he suffer, then they will now surrender their life. He knew those who he had already had their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Look at that word, Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus was the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world.
The prophet told us that book of life, last book of life is the same book. It's like you have Old and New Testament. Inside of the book of life, he said names can be deleted. But in the last book of life, name cannot be deleted. He said when the people that are, when Christ died, he said the names of all those who he died for to be the bride of Christ, say they are transferred to the land book of life. That's where they are. He said in that place, the name, nothing happens to the person. The person already has his destination visa confirmed. Though he may not be aware, but at the when you are get aware, is when you are the, when you receive the Holy Ghost. The day you receive the Holy Ghost, there is something that wake you up. That's why the prophet preached this message he called quickening power as a subject. Easter Sea. Say the quickening power. The quickening is so somebody who is sleeping, you tap him. Then he wake up. Then he open his eyes. Then he see who is around him. Why did you wake me? Go, come and eat. Oh yeah, we are traveling. It's time already. Or it's time to go to work. It's time to go to church. He's sleeping. He has forgotten everything. He doesn't know where. When you sleep, do you know where you are? It's like you are dead. It is when you wake up and you know that you are still alive. Many sleep like that and they don't wake up. But when you wake up, then you see that, this is me. Okay. Sometimes you'll be having some dreams. Those people that dream, different ones, depending on the way your body is and depending on the situation around you. Some will dream, no head, no tail, and so on and so forth. Some will dream, so tail. Some will be counting money, they wake up, there's no cover. Different dreams. Maybe some will be catching fish. You will be happy that today fish is plenty. Only to wake up and see that there's nothing like fish anywhere. Just wake up. And there are people that used to also have nightmares. Somebody will pursue them. They'll be running. They'll be afraid. That when they wake up, they'll be sweating. Even the way they will breathe to wake up is to be that fear will still be. Those are realms of demons. When you do have those experiences, you come for casting out of those demons from your life. If not, Satan wants to torment you. If God is not taking, those things will be real in your life. Especially you that believe in mythology. You just see your life running like that. New birth. This natural birth has some process. But this spiritual birth, it also has its own process. But the process really starts in God. Before the world began, he has put the name of those that are east and put them down like this. So when he put them down, is the one that is going to channel their way to where they will be born. They could even be born in a place that is completely opposite of God. But as they grow up in life, you just see something carry them to this place, something carry them to that place, then they come to this place, then they come to this place, then one day they will come and find themselves in what you call the message of the hour. Maybe at first they will say, message of the hour. What is the message of the hour? It may take them about 2-3 months to even understand the concept of the message of the hour. But gradually they will begin to know that, oh, it's the word of God for this hour. I always say, nobody. Now, is the Bible the truth? The whole Bible, are they the truth? But nobody can live by the entire Bible. Is that true? Amen, reduce. Because you don't understand what I'm saying. You can't live by the entire Bible. Noah built ark. He asked people to come and enter inside. Is it in the Bible? He's already going to build one ark at Mokola and says, you come and enter. Will you enter inside? It's part of the Bible, but it's not the present truth. The entire Bible is the truth, but there are present truths inside this Bible. Those present truths is what we call the message of the hour. That's the message of the hour. The other part of the scriptures, they are also the truth, but they are written just for our knowledge, for our examples, so that we'll be able to know the things that God hates, the things that he likes. Then we now know how to follow him in this our time. We saw those who refused the message of Noah, what happened to them? You see people that grumble against Moses, what happened to them? You see them like that, those who does not believe Elijah's message, what happened to them? Those who despise Elisha, what happened to them? They are for our learning, they are examples, but they are not the present truth. But in this present truth is how we know how our sins can be remitted. The way sins can be remitted, the prophet said, that Catholic Church said that the one that remits sin. Brabham said, I believe in remission of sins. He said, but you have to remit them according to the scriptures. He said, how are sins remitted in the scriptures? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. That is how sins are remitted. No other way. Many people are baptized, but their sins are not remitted.
Why?
Because they don't repent.
They don't repent.
Before you go to water, you have to ask yourself, where am I going to water? Where? Ask yourself questions. Where am I going to water? Is it because I don't have water to bath? Where am I going to water? You ask yourself questions. Who am I up till now? And what do I want to become? If I go to this water, what will it do in my life? Who gave the instructions? Who am I obeying? By the time you have answers to these questions yourself, that's what Abraham said. When he started the church, he said he sat the church down and talked them thoroughly about repentance. When a girl says she's coming for repentance and she still had her eye issue under the bed, that one is not ready to repent. You're not ready to repent. The things you have been hearing that God hates, you hide it in the corners of your room and things like that and say you are repenting, you have not yet repented. Me, I can confidently say, when I repented, I did home cleaning. Home cleaning. And no matter the quality or how good it is, off. That is what repentance is. In the Bible, in the time of Brother Paul, when those people that believed something, the Bible says, they carried the curious books, the things that were used for all their whatever, they brought all of them. He said that when they count the price, it's about 10,000 pieces of silver. How much was Jesus sold? 30 pieces. These people carried thousands of pieces of silver worth of books and whatever they used, they brought them and bought them. That is repentance. If all your clothes, if 99% of it is condemned by God, go and burn them off. Remain only one cloth on you, the one that God likes. The one that gave the instruction, he will supply the next cloth.
Yes, sorry.
That is what we are talking when we are talking about repentance. If you don't understand repentance, you will say you repent. Nothing will follow after the water baptism. You find out that you went to bath. Abraham said, you go to water as a dry sinner, you come out as a wet sinner. If I'm in the condition of anyone seeking the Holy Ghost, I will ask myself questions. A brother asked me a question one time. He said, as a friend, what did you see in me that I need to do about the Holy Ghost? I told him, this is your nature. You have a helping nature. But this is your closeness to females. So you have to watch this area. No, you are not dirty. But this is your closeness. You believe in impression to people. And this thing, I don't think God likes it. I was very plain with him. Because if they ask, I receive it. If you ask sincerely, and I know the thing, I will tell you. Oh, yes, sir. Because you are the one that asks. If you ask me and I tell you, and you ask for my head, thereafter, I will offer the head. If that is the will of God, it doesn't matter. If I stay here, I have people I fellowship with. I cross to the other one, there are people I fellowship with there. To whichever side, I have people. But you have to come to that point of the depth of honesty. That you should be able to ask anybody, the way I am, is there anything in my life that you yourself as a human being can see that God may not be pleased with? When you get to that spot, because if human being can see, point accusing finger, what about the Almighty God that see everything? When you are like that, you know, in this our time, everybody, when you talk about yourself, you just present yourself angelic. Angelic. In most of the cases that I've had to look into before, whether jointly or personally or whatsoever, it has always been people that when they narrate their own case, they will narrate their case, all the gray areas will be left completely, all the fine areas what will be presented. That is, for to we that are spiritual, we know that this one, he needs the help of God. Brother Abraham, he said, if anything is good, we say it. If something is bad, we also say it. That's when the wife jam something against him. He says, this is what my wife did. When he himself now told her, this is what I also did, I caused my wife to lie. He balanced it. He doesn't present himself angelic. If today, if he's down, he will say, today, I am down. If he's up tomorrow, he say, I am whatever. May the Lord be our help. I'm actually talking about that word repentance. Brother Abraham have told us that we can go through the physical instructions, but not actually do the will of God. He told us of Israel that was sacrificing, and then they bring the ram. But Brother Abraham said, because it had become to them as a family tradition, they were not coming with a sorrowful heart, which that is the only way that God will be appeased. Godly sorrow, the Bible says, he does what? He walketh repentance. But they will bring the something laughing. I will deal with Brahman. That thing he do, I make him to pay for it. So now only one round to take. So as he's suffering, but God is looking at the heart. I will offer the animal, quite all right, but nothing happens. That was why God sent the prophet Isaiah to go and say that enough is enough. He said, don't trek at my court anymore. He said, who is asking you to bring vain oblations? Say, this is as taken in my notes. Then he made an invitation. Come and let us reason together. If your sins are scarlet, they'll be white like snow. If they are red like crimson, they'll be like wool. He said, if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Say, but if you rebel, he said, you will perish. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. The thing that does not make us so quickly receive the Holy Ghost is repentance. Our repentances are not deep enough. Many of us that are seated here now, if service ends, you call a sister and say, this, you could argue with you. They argue with you. No, it's not like that. This is how it's supposed to be. Okay, now, you go ahead. You go ahead. Every road leads to a destination. May God be our help. We brought a case last week that the prophet narrated in the paradox that he preached, 1963, August 1. I think we went through from paragraph 16 to 31 of a boy that did something to the girlfriend or a spouse, where whatsoever, that couldn't apologize. He said because in their family, one of the sides, they don't ask for forgiveness. They will never ask for pardon. See, in the other side of his family, he said, even though the people are living almost next door to church, say they will never step there. Say they are moody, they are high strung, no, drunk asset of people, and kinds of congregation. Abraham said that it is those natures that are interbred to that boy. This evil from the father's side, these demons from the mother's side, they all met together, and we now have inside of that boy a conglomeration of demons. Brother Abraham advised that this boy should never get married until he receives the Holy Ghost. Because if he does, he said, we make hell on earth for the girl. You that have never married at all, the Bible says it is good for a man not to touch a woman. If it is possible, live for God and wait for the rapture. But if you must come that way, because it's a choice, marriage is a choice, it's not compulsory, but it's a choice. If you must come that way, look 10 times before you take one step. Pray until your intestine is almost out. Because it can be the beginning of sorrows. The Bible said, if a woman is not the right type of a woman for a man, say it's going to be water in his blood. But Abraham said that what does water do inside the blood? It's like water inside the radiator, inside the engine of your vehicle. When water enter, we are all supposed to be alone. What happens to the engine? He knocks. But Abraham said, that water can kill, it will kill the person. Vice versa. I preached one message one time, which I will preach very soon, I think, on friendship. In one of the quotes I used, the prophet said, don't allow your children to go and play with oswald. It might be your next door neighbor that you are living in front of your house. Living in front of your house does not automatically make them friends. Since I've been this message, my children, all of them are here. There is no neighbor friend anywhere. Everybody stay in their house. Yes. If any friendship at all, if there's a sister that is that we play with once in a while, that's all. But this unbeliever, Abraham said, he said, you don't know the way Oswald was brought up. You don't know what the parents are standing for. He said, you don't know whether they are the hater of the very God you are serving. He said, before you know what is happening, you will find out that Oswald will also put influence into your own child. You begin to battle with a child, you don't know what where the problem comes. These demons are contagious. May the Lord have mercy upon us. For you people that believe that in CAC there are some brothers there that are very gentle, go ahead and get the gentle brother. This is where we will be. Do all the wayo you want to do. Do you can put them for the Dabri. You can put them for Bakatari. Or for a better, wherever them, is. You put them in any of those churches. After some time, then maybe migrate to this place. Say, this is a sister from Dabri. He said, this is where I will now be attending. Not those, whatever, because you are Allah. God save everything. So after some time, you come and see one or two special numbers. Before you know what is happening, you say, go meet pastor. You say, when I pray, I feel it. Something you have feeling before. We there here.
with the ear. The soup you cook, you will lick it. New birth is new birth. That child that we dedicated, if you see how pretty the child is,
very innocent.
When somebody is born again, you know that that child doesn't have any enemy now. Everybody carry the child, play with the child, no, very innocent, very nice. When somebody is born again, of course, your nature will be against the nature of the world. Abraham said there's going to be some Jacob and Esau encounter. Say they won't be able to cope with each other. Nevertheless, the devil says, if you have that genuine new birth, as you continue, the people that disagree with you, even though they didn't agree with you, they will still be respecting you. They will still know that this person, even though we don't agree with his way, yet that man, he fear God, that man, we respect him, he's a servant of God, that woman, she's a servant of God, you will still be hearing those testimonies. They may not say it to your presence, they will say it at your back. When Jesus, in all the enmity they have against him, when he died, everybody changed their testimony. Be it the centurion, be it Judas the hypocrite, be it the Pharisee, they change their testimonies. Innocent blood. They have betrayed an innocent blood. The centurion said, truly, this man is the Son of God. The Bible says that when the way of a man pleases the Lord, he will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. The prophet said that when you are ever born or truly born of the Spirit of God, he said from the crown of your head to the ends of your toenails, he said you are changed by the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And your selfish ideas are faded away. And God has complete control of you, and you will believe every written word of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will practice the same. Amen. The word of God will not be against something, and you will say that that is what we are going to owe to. Everybody, we just sit down here together, we worship God together, we pray to the voice. You know, everybody have compartments, boundaries, where their own reach, where they believe reach. We trust that you will go further. The prophet said further that we believe that a man that is dead from sin, he refrains from the things of the world. He said, because they are dead to him. The things of the world, it will be dead to somebody that actually received the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost, it is a percentage of the Spirit that was in Christ. A percentage of the Spirit that created heaven and earth. A percentage of the power of the living God is what is inside that person. That is why he said, they be filled with the Holy Ghost and power. There are some power that go with you, which is the power of the Almighty God. It go with somebody that have the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, there is no more gossip. Gossip is a spirit. Amen. What is a gossip? Gossip is to talk about somebody behind him with a view to spoil the person. With a view to present the person in a bad light before people. And in most cases, lies are added to that. Because Satan is the author of it. Lies are added to it to make it so. Because the intention of that spirit is to ruin that person, to present that person in a bad light. It's never altogether truth. Because if you speak just the truth, the truth remains truth. Now let me pause and say it like this. Sometimes we may mistake reporting with gossip. Report is scriptural. Gossip is ungodly. Brother Paul said, I have heard from them of the house of clay. That is one of the ways that God's church is pulled out of evil spirits, by reporting. That is not gossip. It's reporting exactly what happened. It doesn't add, it doesn't surprise. If you are not sure, you say you are not sure. But when you bring it and say, koro koro this is, that koro koro, we come and find out it's not really like that. Then you are filled with demons. There's no more gossip and pouts and fusses and fights and steals. All these are the nature of an unconverted person. Wherever they are, there is always trouble. Where there is peace, when they arrive there, there will be trouble. Unconverted people. You get them in the church will never have rest. It's demons.
He said, he is at peace with God and with the church. From then, that's from the time he's born again, till the day he is taken out of the world. It is with this that we essay and look at the people and see who is born again, who is not born again. There are several things that the message has put in place and the scriptures that we look to essay and see what is happening.
Amen.
So he's at peace with God and with the church. Not only at peace with God, even with the church. From then to the day he is taken out of the world. Being at peace with church does not mean compromise. If the church is not standing right, you can humbly walk up to the pastor and say, God bless you, Pastor. Please, there are things that if I say you stand for, I don't see. Please, you not be offended, please. I want to be fellowshipping in another church. It is freedom of choice. If somebody come up like that and say, want to fellowship, God speed. That's all. Nobody will tie you with chain. That's why there's no name where names are recorded. You can choose any church anytime. It's a freedom of choice.
Amen.
Right. Say, I believe that the Holy Spirit keys the nature of the world in a man or a woman.
Amen.
No, you have heard of people that will say that if the Holy Spirit, if the way he does is the way he's doing this fellow, me I know want. It means that that person is bringing reproach. It means he's bringing reproach. But we are told that Christians are salt. They are the salt of this earth. That people will come close to you and they will like to be a Christian. That is Christianity.
Amen.
We said last Sunday that when you are converted, you have a new parent. Oh, so true. Because now it is no more your earthly parents that is actually their nature is not what is reflecting you. I'm not talking of nature of maybe you come from the house where they wake up on time, do all they want to do on time. All those things are not what the Holy Spirit will take away. We are talking of things that are bad.
Amen.
Bad natures. There are some people that almost every statement from their mouth is lie. How late can you get truth from their mouth? If you see anything and you have not confirmed from somebody else, you better don't act. You have to go and confirm. It's a nature. Sometimes they themselves they get to know that this thing is a lie. Brother Bram said somebody was like that in his own time, telling lie. Then Brother Bram told him that, my friend, these things are too wild for people to believe. Then the man said that he himself wonder. He said, but by the time he says that himself now believe it, then it become a nature. And that is how a lie is. I've seen people that are ready to swear with the Bible on a lie. I've seen ministers that are ready to swear with the pillar of fire upon a lie. They bring the pillar of fire, bring the pillar of fire, and here it is a lie. If God no help you, there are people that are on this world that the anointing of the devil, when it's working upon them, if God also give you something to be able to decipher when somebody is saying the truth or not, you'll be swept off. Those liars, and also their mouth will not clean. They say with all seriousness, with all whatever, very, they will raise up hand and say, this is how my life is. Nala. It's a nature. It's an evil spirit. But until such a person will discover himself or herself, he can never be a Christian. Because first of all, you have to know who you are. You have to know what is working inside of you before you can ever think of deliverance. Brother Abraham says, in fact, some people do that and they like it. They like it. Oh, mommy, you never know me. A minister used his own mouth to tell me. Somewhere, there was argument between him and another minister on money. So they were there, they were somewhere that the money was inside the nylon on the ground like this. So when the other one wanted to equally grab it, say, okay, you know what? This money, go and give it to this person to hold. When we meet in church, then we'll discuss further. He said, no, this is how we are going to go. So when they came out of the compound, and the other one was using side to push him towards where he said he should go, and push the person back. He said, please, never happen to me. He said, okay, I want to tell you, touch this nylon. If they burn you,
to the royal traditional. So you never sabi me see. You are we clear? Your traditional. Now minister. What we are saying is that we appreciate God for the gifts. But there are plenty, that's why Brother Abraham said. He said there are a lot of Christians and ministers that you find them that they are scrap heaps along the way. He said Christians and ministers. We only used to quote the answer of the minister. That same quote said Christians and ministers. That's the quote. He said why? Because they did not start it right. They didn't start it right. Don't build your testimony upon a minister say, the way I look at you, you are a Christian. Never you stand on that. Don't build your testimony on the feeling of an atmosphere. Make sure that there is a substance in your heart. That there is a change in your life. Something that there is an hatred in your life concerning everything of the world. Anything that is contrary to God's word, you possess an hatred for it. Not that you are in the boundary. We don't know whether an eye issue you wear or a normal shoe you wear. You don't know whether your clothes is actually transparent or it's not transparent. We don't know whether the thing is too short or it's skinny, can all those bandy clothes. Come out clear. Yes. Come out clear. If you are going to be wearing eye issue, wear eye issues. Who will arrest you? If you want to wear transparent, wear transparent. If you want to wear the short one, wear the short ones. Your record is with God. If you want to paint, paint. Who is going to arrest you? Who will say, why did you paint? Did you collect money from somebody to buy the paint? Paint! You see, Christians today, they will put wristwatch here and put chain here. Except if it is a medical chain, quantum chain, if it is a fashion chain, it is worldliness. I don't believe such a person has the Holy Spirit. I don't believe it at all. You can say that I am the one that says so. It is worldliness.
May the Lord be our help.
Remember, I told you the other day, one guy came to church, sit down here. He wear the clothes, reach here. I said, well, you need the leg like this one. And somebody clapped. Opened it there. I was looking at that part. I said, wait, this one works for church. When you are asked to let the thing go over your knee, where? So that when you sit down, it can bend over. You know, hear what? Majority of the guests, that's what they like today, is bandy crew, borderline dresses. Though borderline, you are not in, you are not out. It's difficult for you to receive the Holy Spirit. You see, the purpose of our preaching here is to help you. Yes, if not, there's no point. Why must you come and bother you to sit down for hours? We are telling you what will help you, what will give you the way of life. All these fashion, be all kind of, they are worldliness. Yes. They are worldliness. You join an army and go and grow beer there. You be a police and grow beer. They never burn you. Immigration, all those problems, you cannot. Because what is the leading something? Because there are ministers in some countries that wear the beer. That is what Brother Abraham said. Don't make man your example. Because if you are not careful, you will think the person is following Christ. He is not following Christ. When we have seen pastors that pastor church for 30 years, and they are now out of the message. All these 30 years similar to the people he was on fire. Only to know that himself no sabi anything. There are plenty there like that. Are we going to come and be telling you negative things? There are plenty in the land. Both in this country and other countries. There are many of them that don't know where they are standing. May the Lord be our help. My question is that go and bring the pictures of the time of the prophet. All the services of the prophet is Bram Tabernacle, the pictures. Bring out two people who will be there. As you watch it, if Brabham was here, I was on Friday or Thursday, I was at Dubai. I wanted to buy shaving powder. So the woman I was buying from, when she mentioned one price, I was not expecting. I said, why is he like this? Say, well, now so it costs. So we are talking. I said, you know that not many people are using this thing again. The woman said, now so, you see, all the boys nowadays say, they're bad, they want to. Right before us, three men that were standing there, now, bia, bia. I said, you don't know Christian again, you don't know which one be Muslim. Before, when you see bia, you know it's a Muslim. At least in this country. But now, the woman says, even the people that go to church, say they are their own plenty pass. Imam, chief imams. Or pastors now. That chief imam also on the pulpit. God never changed. His nature has not changed. He remained the same. It's a choice. For me, no matter the testimony you carry, you are free to carry your testimony. I'm also free to have my opinion. You can't change my own opinion. May God be our help. Don't get anybody that give you assurance anywhere. I'll tell you what I see as my opinion. May the Lord be our help. I say, may God be our help. Brother Abraham says so. They ask him about flat top hair. Brother Abraham says, if you want to have a flat top, you just get a little to my age. You will have a flat top hair. It's a quote I'm telling you. Say, you just get up to my, you will get a flat top. By the time the ear on his own begin to go back, you will have a flat top. They are here now. That is already taken care of. I just used to me, I used to say that the barbers that barb them is cheating them. See, how many hair do you remove? I still collect the same amount. May the Lord be our help. Moses, in his own time, it remains a paradox that a man, God will tell him to go to Egypt and then go and bring 2 million people out of the place. That is why Moses said, my profile in Egypt when I left, I left on the premise of somebody that went on exile. So, for me to go back to that place, it's not possible. I was a murderer when I fled. I didn't travel normally. I didn't take my visa for stamping. I ran in the night. God said, you are the one that is going there. Then he said, you know what? I'm a stammerer. If you are sending somebody to the White House, it's somebody that is eloquent. So, this job, I'm not qualified for it. Because for your information, I'm a stammerer. Before I will make one statement, they will be tired of me. God said, who made man to speak? If I want to heal the stammering, I can heal it. If I don't want to heal it, I know what to do. Your brother is there, can speak very well. He will be to you a prophet, you be to him a God. Put your word in his mouth, then he will speak it for you. That's it. Moses said, you know what? You know what? See, try send somebody else. Try send somebody else. God showed him 2 signs and the rest of it. Upon everything, he was telling God to show somebody else. Then until God was annoyed with him. Then one statement finally satisfied Moses. He said, okay, I will go with you. Then if it's on that note, if we go together, no problem. But for me, Moses, to go to Egypt, to go and be talking one kind thing, I no fit. But when he heard that word that I will go with you, that was sufficient. And truly, truly, when the man arrived in Egypt, they didn't talk about what about his profile. Go open his file and see what are the things, how has he been here? They will have seen the last page that was a murderer. They will have seen the last page that he was wanted, that he killed somebody. Nobody talk about the file. It was a terror to that place. Moses with a stick, troubling the entire land of Egypt. He shook the place like never before. No kingdom ever witnessed a thing like that one. He left the place completely bankrupt. God with someone is the majority. Now the prophet said that the virgin birth is a paradox. We have talked about this physical birth, male producing this one, female producing this one. This one, nothing to produce. Up till now, there are still people that don't believe this. Muslims believe Jesus Christ that he came to this world. They don't believe the virgin birth. They don't believe that he rose again from the dead. They don't believe that he's God in flesh. They say God does not burn anybody. Nobody born him. That's why they call themselves slaves of God. Slaves of God. That one is not to be humble. True, you are slaves. You are actually slaves. God Almighty, he wanted to right the wrong. And the sin that Adam and Eve brought is what he wants to bring out. And blood caused it, and it was blood of human being that caused the sin. But after that, God made a temporary atonement, which was the blood of animal. But the Bible said he could not perfect the worshiper. It was just to cover their sin. He couldn't bring them to, it could not affect the conscience, their heart, what they were taking up, the way their heart was running about sin, about unbelief, it still remained the same way. No, they were bringing the sacrifices. Then finally, that was why he called for that conference in Nazareth chapter 1. That was why it was the same that prophet that said, I will give you an everlasting sign. A virgin shall conceive. I will bring forth his son. We will call his name Emmanuel. That's Isaiah chapter 7. Then he went further in Isaiah chapter 9 and said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. He said, of his kingdom there shall be no end. And he went further and said that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Years roll until 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, 500 years, 600 years, 700 years. This madman, he just go for nothing. 800 years. Then one day, after generations have gone, just only story remain. Then one day, a little virgin girl told their spouse husband and said, I missed my period. Say it what? You say it what? Say, you know, maybe I told you now that angel met me. Angel met you, come miss your period. How does angel meet you come lead to missing your period? You see, I will conceive now that I will have a child by immaculate conception. This is your story. Get us to be a beg. You know what will happen? What will happen is that we'll just quietly put this into an end. We are not going to make noise about it. Just stay in your mama's house. I also go my way. You know, I don't have a God wife before that I have children. So they just leave this matter. Just stay in your mama's house and just.
That night, the same God came to Joseph by night.
Joseph,
fear not
to take to you Mary your wife. What is conceived inside of her is of the Holy Ghost. When people were telling the prophet that this virgin birth we are talking about, you know, American is an educational giant, scientist, because it cannot be proven by science. Abraham asked a question. How did the first man got here? Adam, how did he got here? Without an earthly father and earthly mother. How did he surface here? Like the people used to say, that he hasn't got a neighbor. Because the neighbor is used to connect you to your mother. How did he get here? So the God that do that one cannot do another one. Listen, we are even talking of a baby here. But that of Adam, a full-grown man, arrived here on earth one day by the word of the Almighty God. With God, nothing is impossible. What about when Adam was looking for, when he wanted to go and slay his son too, and the God there, and God saw the sincerity of his heart, held his hand, lay not your hand on that child. Now I know that you fear me. I know you believe me. Look to your front. And Abraham said, that is on top of a mountain where a lamb can never go to. Number one, Abraham said, there are a lot of dangerous animals who have killed it. Number two, they don't even go to such mountains. Abraham said, number three, that it was all those areas that Abraham has gone to in order to bring the stones to lay the altar. And there was no animal there. Just allow the time he wants to slay Isaac in 1 second. How come the lamb standing there? Is the creator. That is why he said this place is called Jehovah Jireh. In the month of the Lord, it shall be seen. But Abraham said that when it is needed, when it is needed, it is of faith. Amen. Mary conceived and gave birth to a son. Emmanuel, God with us. He was named Jesus Christ. The Bible says he grew in wisdom and in age. At the age of 12 at the temple, doctors and professors were seated. He asked them questions, they don't have an answer. All their questions, he has the answer. Then they say, how does this man know letters, having never learned? He did not go to school. How did he know all these ones? The Pharisees sent people to go and bring him. When they hear his sermon, they say, never man speak like that before. They say, are you also deceived? Nobody has ever talked like this before. The way this man is talking is different from the way others are talking. You can go yourself.
Amen. Now the prophet said,
prophets
and visions,
they are paradox.
A prophet is not made. A prophet is predestinated as a prophet. And when the person is being formed in the mother's womb, according to the account of the prophet, there are things that happen in the system of that one, in the anatomy, that is different from any other creation. If the person is ever a prophet. Amen.
Dr. Abraham said that they are created in that their first conscious and their second conscious is close to each other. That they used to have their dream when they are wide awake. That their dream is what is called a vision.
Then what is a vision? A vision is God's album that God opened to show to somebody that they are designed to see. If me and Brad Joseph is standing here and he is a prophet and I'm not, as he's sitting down, he sees something, maybe I'm talking to him, he just stopped replying me. And yet he has his eyes open. He didn't sleep. He's looking at something else. He's going to be in that realm, in that capacity. When he come out back, then I will see him react. Sometimes like that, it happened to the prophet while he's driving. Sometimes, while he's with people, God will tell him, go behind the car. You go behind the car, he say, I want to talk to you. Sometimes when he's preaching, he's seeing it. Not only that, not a single time has he ever failed. Because it is thus saith the Lord. The God that created heaven and earth and everything was obeying his word, that same God, anytime he speaks, it comes to pass. We are praying for prophets. We want prophets. And we need prophets. But we don't want fake prophets. If somebody speaks and it does not happen, the person must agree that an evil spirit came to enter into him for that time. Doesn't your Christianize you? All that you need to do is to come. We lay hands on you and cast out that evil spirit. Then you continue. Purge yourself. Sanctify yourself. Make yourself ready. A vessel of honor unto God. The next time. So that what will come out of your mouth will come to pass. Because for you to say God said and God never said, the prophet said you go to hell for it. Because you are saying that God is also a liar. Don't tell me that the person has prophesied up to five times, at least after the five times, up to three come to pass. He is the evil spirit. Don't tell me that the ministry is the teaching, is still the teaching age. There is no teaching age without fear the Lord. But Abraham, everything he saw from the age of three, they were correct from the age of three. At the age of seven, he saw the vision of the bridge of Ohio that came to pass 22 years after. He happened on the dot. In 1937, he saw a vision of the flood of Jefferson. And he saw in the vision an angel came and showed him a tape rule. Tape rule was dropped to the ground like this one and measured the top of the flood. It was 22 feet. And he told the people that a flood is coming to Jefferson feet and it will be 22 feet depth. They say something is wrong with it. Maybe we have been saying before that some of these things you say is you need to go for psychiatric test. Brother Abraham said, mark it down. They said before in history, it has never passed like 2 feet or whatever they call it in this Jefferson feet. It has never passed that. We are talking of 22 feet. Up to today, they still have the mark on some of the wall, tall walls in Jefferson feet, 22 feet, where that thing is. The mark still remains up to today in some places. Brother Abraham said, I rode on a boat on top of the tabernacle. The whole building was submerged in the flood. So he rode on top of it in a boat. That is a prophet. Oh, come and tell all his teaching problems. Say, God, tell lie today, then he tell the truth tomorrow, a little bit then. He also told lie. Then there is no God. What are you talking about? And before I will believe you, I will have thrown you up a billion times. I believe God. Let my word be true. Let every man's word be a lie.
We are expecting prophets. Prophets. There are some of these people that will have actually been used of God mightily because they are not ready to follow the instructions. If they follow the instructions, God will have used many of them mightily and accurately. Governor Abraham told us of the possibility of Satan to come inside. But he said when he comes inside, he's how to deal with it. They see Satan come inside, they are not ready to humble themselves to the way he should be dealt with. They will come and meet. We are a storyteller. Amen. You see somebody will not die. You see the person that you bury. You see the person is a prophet. Go and tell somebody. Go and tell your story to the birds. May the Lord be our help. And let me say this one. Sometimes when we are passing these areas, some are not 100% comfortable. Let me be honest with you. When you are in that mood and you feel for someone who needs deliverance, instead of leaning towards God's word, there is question mark in your life. That's the honest truth. Take it or leave it. There is nowhere in the world, there is no human being that is in the world that I cannot say all these things before. No human being, be it a president, a governor, or whatsoever, not to talk of fivefold in the left and breadth of the world. If it is money you want to give to me, your money perish with you. Amen. We have not even gotten to our topic. We have not gotten to our test because we must read the test before we end the sermon. Though I'm trying to summarize, you know it was precise time. So, but where it is, maybe the next time I may be able to, once I don't dwell too much on what is gone, then I should be able to. But as we close, if God doesn't help you, you cannot believe in paradise. There are so many things that are put in the Bible that makes people not to believe that they just think that some of them are just fine stories. Can you imagine Elisha with the sons of the prophets in the bush, and they were cutting wood, and the iron head fell down, and he said, "Alas, my father, we borrow it. Ah, what are we going to do? We borrow it." He said, "Show me where you fell." He said, "This is where you fell." Because they saw it, hello. Then he cut a wood. Maybe they will look at him. What is he going to put on the end of this wood to pull it out? This wood is cutting. Is it long enough? It's a short one. And the water is deep. If it's not deep, who will say we'll have four going inside to bring it out? I don't think any of them can swim to go and dive inside and bring it out. That's why they actually cried. He cut the thing and throw it there. And then the iron swim up. Then the wood go down. Somebody that is not made by God to believe the impossible, he will doubt that. Somebody that God does not form, created specially to believe in a miracle, he will doubt that. You just look at it as a fine story in the Bible. But anything you see in the Bible actually happened. Otherwise, Jesus will not have put the signature at the back. Because at the end of the Bible, Jesus signed the whole thing to confirm that all the contents is approved. The thing came up. He said, "Take it." They take it and continue their work. A prophet. God, this is our God. He walk in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. You want to talk of the encounter of Nebuchadnezzar with the three evil children? When they refused to bow to an idol and they asked them to bind them. First of all, because they have a very nice voice, he called them that I'm hearing of this and this. Well, because of the way you have conducted yourself, I just think we can settle it here in the palace. So now, this is not in the public, it's only here now. I'm going to ask them to give you a repeat. So they should let the music sound, then you just do your bow here, then we dismiss the case. They told the king, "The Royal Highness, don't bother yourself. We are not going to bow." Are you adding stubbornness to this your religion? Say, "We are not going to bow." Did you know that there's nobody that can deliver you out of my hand? Then I say, "Okay, king, if that is the way you want to talk, then let us also give you the proper reply. The God that we serve is different from your God. The God that we serve can deliver us. But if he chose not to, in this case, we will not bow. We are ready to go into any furnace and be burnt there. Because we know that same God will see this us up again." See the way they spoke to me rudely. "Oh yeah, go and kill you the fire seven times. I will show you who is the head in this place. I will show you who has the final say in this place. I will show you that no small boys like you can look at a king to face and be talking like this one. I'll prove something to you now. Go and kill you the thief. Faithful officers. Before they hate them before. Because in the places where they put them, they don't allow them to embezzle money. So they hate the boys before. This is an opportunity to deal with them. Who let them? Tie them.
Maybe I don't know whether somebody will be slap your mouth. They will really tell you. They tell them to do. Then they carry them. They will be talking things as they are moving them there. You in 5 minutes now, you are already gone from here. Useless man. We tell you that you know go chop money. You know even you also block us from chopping. Waiting concern. When the Bible said that because of the urgency of the something, they didn't carefully walk softly with fear and trembling. Carry God's servants to go and born in a human being kindled fiery furnace. When they opened the furnace like this, the heat that came out, the Bible said it slew the men that brought them. The people they brought, they throw them inside, they just soft landed inside there, and how the fire now burned the ropes and didn't touch the air of their body. You wait, when we resurrect, we'll find out those ones. Because for now, I don't have an answer. For now, you don't also have an answer. But the Bible said that the ropes were burnt off, they were set loose instead of the fire, and they were enjoying themselves. There was an air condition of the Almighty God inside of that place. Why? The Almighty God was at work. Then Jehovah himself, he descended in the form of his angelic form and entered inside the fire. Because God has said, wherever you are, in any condition, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I will be with you. They throw you inside fire, we are entering there together. They throw you inside water, we are entering there together. That same God that we serve is alive up till now. After some few hours, the king said, they should have turned to ashes by now. Then she opened the thing. You already know that the people that brought them there are dead. They have packed those ones aside. When they open the thing, he asked them, how many people do you put inside? They say, not three. One, I see four men walking there freely, walking up and down. I can recognize Shadrach. I know his stature. Then that is Meshach too. Then this one is Abednego. Say, for this fourth person, he looked like the Son of God. He's right there in the middle of the fire. He said, bring them out. By the time they are bringing them out, it was only three they could bring out. Because the fourth person had blended into them. Our God is a God of paradox. He works in mysterious ways. It's wonder to perform. We are not telling stories. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same God, the prophet said, wherever this message is preached in its fullness, he said the pillar of fire will be there to back it up. If you believe that with all your heart, then you have a paradox in your life. Shall we rise up on our feet? He's a God of paradox. He's alive forevermore. If thou canst believe, you will see the glory of God. Jesus told Martha at the grave of their brother, when he said you should open it, have I not told you that if thou canst believe, you will see the glory of God? That statement have not yet stopped. As we are speaking now, because Jehovah is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if you still believe with all your heart, if your heart is still soft, if you can still accept the impossible, if you can still say, God, forgive me of my foolishness, of my unbelief, of my doubt, of my sin, of whatsoever, and let your will be done in my life. I yield myself unto you totally. And you stand by God's word, he will also stand for you at such a time like that. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. The God that we serve is alive. He never changed. He never failed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He walks in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. Rock of ages. Oh, cleft for me. Let me add myself in you. Let the waters and the blood from the wounded side which flow be your sin and double cure and save from wrath and make me pure. The Bible says that clay for the children of Israel is with the church today. But Abraham said, it's within a speaking distance. That rock can clear for anybody that is at task, that is hungry, that have a need, that have a problem, that have a desire. That rock can clear for anyone. God is not a partial God. If thou canst believe, you will see the glory of God.
Oh,
to from eti wonika lo leva
while heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Beside those that are at the altar, there be anyone in the audience that desire a prayer for help of faith in times like this? When Jehovah himself is in the camp, when he's moving from person to person, to see you to bless, to see you to deliver, to see you to set free, to see you to heal, to see who to show his mercy for. He said, I'll be merciful unto whom I will show mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion. You have whatsoever need in line of his mercy, in line of his compassion, knowing that our God, he faileth not, and he changeth not. His power is yet the same. Right here, according to the unfailing word of promise, the pillar of fire is here. That is according to thus saith the Lord. It doesn't come for fun. Doesn't come for formatting, doesn't come to play, it comes to do something to somebody that is badly in need of something. I don't know who the person may be, but beside those at the altar, which I know they don't come for to come and show themselves, if there is anyone like that, just have your hand up, defiling the law of gravity, while we call the creator of heaven and earth to release his blessings that is meant for every hand that is up. That is meant for those at the altar. That is meant for every needs and every desire. The God that we serve is the real God. He's unchanging. His power is unlimited. He can do what no man can do. All that he's looking for is someone who is honest in heart. Somebody who is simple in heart. Somebody who is sincere. Somebody who desires with all his mind that I cannot help myself. I only need help from you. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for this garden this morning. Lord Jesus, outside of you, there is no help. Your word said, these people trusted in you, and they were not confounded, and they were not put to shame, because you are not a disappointment. We thank you for your promises that are yea and amen. Your prophet said, a man that is not faithful to his word is not a good man. That is in the realm of human being. What about you, the creator of heaven and earth? Every word you said, you mean it. And you do just what you mean. You have told us that anytime we gather in your presence, two or three minimum, you'll be there in our midst. Here, Lord, we even pass 100, maybe closer to 200, assembled in your name, humbling ourselves at your feet, knowing that you are the only one that is righteous. We are mortals. We are full of shortcomings. We are full of failures. Sometimes we allow even doubt to occupy our hearts. And we are dealing with you, our Creator, who can change situations. We spoke about paradox. And paradox is what men think is impossible. But you, God, is your normal life. That is what your profile is. That is your, oh God, your CV. That is your nature. That is your attitude. You are full of paradox. Both night and day, anywhere you are called upon, you are a God of paradox. Lord Jesus, after we have spoken your word for close to more than 1.5 hours, your children sought to the altar and hands are up everywhere, asking for one need or the other that thou Almighty God only knows. And we are happy because it is unto you that we all come. Because man cannot help us. Man cannot answer us. Man cannot solve our problems. Every man that says they are a failure to begin with. But you, our God, you are a faithful God. Who works in mysterious ways your wonders to perform. With whom nothing shall be impossible. If there are sicknesses in this audience, among those at the altar and the hands that are up, you Satan, the enemy of God and God's children, that is an always anointed time to disturb the program of God, but then to torture God's children, we rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your hands off of God's children, like Jesus spoke at the grave of Lazarus. He says, loose him and let him go. May these ones be loose from their sicknesses. May they be loose from their afflictions. May they be loose from whatsoever that the enemy has put upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, may they go and live fine. May they go and live healthy. May they go and live strong. For your glory and for your service, oh God. Let it be eternal, Father. There will be no doubt people that are trusting you for a change of life. The power of the living God
that can cause a miracle, a paradox in a life that demons have bred together from our parents. But that Almighty God, who can come and change everything from the crown of the head to the toenails, you are that same God, and you are present here in our midst, and you have sufficient, oh God, forces and powers to do it right now at this second. Almighty God, with all our heart, we beseech you, Heavenly Father, as many as have repented of their sins and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, if there's anybody who have not gone through that, but their heart is ready at this time, your prophet said, water baptism or no water baptism, when our hearts are ready, you are ready to fill up. That's how you do the one in the house of Adirai. King of kings and the Lord of lords, we beseech you, Heavenly Father, descend at this hour with the power of your spirit and fill as many as are thirsty and yearning, because your word said they shall be filled. May they be filled at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them an experience of us from that time. When they leave this tabernacle, let them know that there is something that has happened to them. Let them begin to experience something that has happened to them. Let there be a different way of thinking, a different way of listening at things, a different way of dressing, a different way of acting, a different way of conducting, a different nature completely. The nature of the creator of heaven and earth, may it come into them, Heavenly Father. Let it be King of glory. Whatsoever need your children have, within this or beyond this, thou Almighty God, whose resources is unlimited, you have sufficient for everybody. Whether they are a billion or 10 billion or whatsoever, you have sufficient for everybody. You that feed the birds in the air, that feed the fishes that is in the ocean, thou art God that brings something out of nothing. If it is physical need, if it is material need, if it is financial need, if it is job, if it is business, Lord Jesus, you are interested in everything concerning your children. May you grant unto your people whatsoever they ask of at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. When the blind man came to you and said that they want to see, you asked them whether they believe that you can do it. They said they believe. He said, be it unto them according to their faith. I want to believe that your children, they believe you can do it. That's why they come to the altar. They believe you can do it. That's why they raise up their hand. Almighty Father, may it be unto them according to their faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every unbelief disappear. Let every doubt vanish. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We magnify you. We are grateful, dear Master. Thank you, King of glory. May the testimonies bring glory unto you and blessings to your children. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We'll be seated again at 2 o'clock. 2:30 will be the worship service. And then by 3 o'clock, we'll have just 1 hour preaching. And then we'll go back to our homes. The prophet said that the preaching on the day of Pentecost was just about 15 minutes. For it brings 3,000 souls unto the kingdom. So it's not, doesn't really have to do with how many hours that the sermon lasts, but it is the blessing that Jehovah has for the service. So, Lord bless you. We sing hymn number 52. My heart of distress in Jehovah's dead friend, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down. I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. Yeah.
life. My steps were established and there I abide. Through danger of falling away, I remain constant by His grace until the crown.
Thank you.